two German archaeologists were in Yemen at the site of Sana'a, where there was a great mosque. And
in what year?
This is over 60 years ago. This is just before the Second World War.
Okay.
It's between the First World War and the Second World War.
And these are Nazi scientists or just scientists
with... Nazi sympathizers.
Okay.
And by the way, the Germany and the Ottoman Empire had a natural alliance with each other at that point, though they were not allies during the First World War. They became allies during the Second World War because of their mutual disdain for the Jewish communities.
So because of anti-Semitism, they were joined at the hip ideologically, and Hitler was sending out scientists all over the globe trying to find things which would help the Nazi cause.
That's right. And so two of these, Poonen and Botham, who were the Nazi sympathizers who were doing this excavation down in Yemen, they were tearing off the roof and almost used as insulation. They found this enormous library. This library, they call it the paper tomb. And the reason why they called it the paper tomb is that these were the remnants of some of the very first Qurans that were in existence. Now, you have to remember that the Quran under Uthman sent out an edict that if one of the versions, he actually made five versions, five copies. We didn't have Gutenberg's printing press at that time, so we didn't have mass market publication capability. He made five copies of them, and one of those copies, obviously, was put in the roof of this mosque in Sana'a. And along with lots of other documents, it filled 20 potato sacks, they said. And they were so extant. But to get back to this, Uthman said that if a copy of the Quran even had a hole in it or had a page missing, that it had to be destroyed, because then it was not the perfect word of God if it was missing something, okay?
Right.
But by the time of this Germanic discovery at Sana'a in Yemen, they found all of these documents, and they realized the importance of these documents, and they began to take photographs of them. They took 450 rolls of film, very long film, by the way, and took them back to Germany. And the Germans, obviously Hitler appreciated what this was. Some people say that Hitler didn't even know that they had it. It is my contention that he knew very well what he had in his possession. He didn't want to offend his Islamic allies, and so he kept it very secret.
Okay, now let's do something again. What is it that's so offensive about this particular, the microfilm they have of these documents? What is it that's on there that would have caused a rift between Hitler and his Muslim allies at the time?
Well, first of all, the version that was found in Yemen was a more eloquent version. It was written in the poetic style of Arabic, as opposed to a very common street style of Arabic, which is with our Quran today. It's the more common language for the people, but the more eloquent language was on these particular documents. But once again, it was their conservative opinion that this was the word of God dictated by Mohammed, and that anyone who changed even a syllable of this thing was tampering with the very word of God. And it was a great offense to them, especially to have a version that did not agree with the version of Uthman come out into the public, because it would have been a great offense to them.
And so the version that they find in this mosque is it's not an Uthman version?
No.
Okay, and it's radically different than the Uthman version, which is commonly used by the Muslim world.
I don't think it's radically different at all. I think that it's different in the sense that it's shorter, but in essence, it contains it's almost like the King James Version versus the.
The NIV or the
version
right?
of the Bible. For me, I wouldn't have had any problem with it. But in Islam, they had enormous problems if you changed one jot or tittle of it.
Why would a difference like that be a threat to a Muslim nation that Hitler would personally bury this version of it that was found in order to not create a rift?
You put your finger on it. For us in the Western world, there is no problem. But from an Islamic perspective, there is a problem.
Well, I was trying to think of another example that would point out the difference then, pre-World War II. What other, were there any other examples that you've been able to find that indicate that passages, well-known passages or understandings in the modern Quran are wrong in comparison to this older version that was found?
Well, like I said, that there were some 100 passages from the Book of Parties that are missing.
Okay.
In our version, that were in the original version at the time of Muhammad. So
okay.
The longer version is the older version.
Okay. So there are things in this other book that are there, other words that are changed. But the bottom line is the fact that it's different is a threat to the belief that the Quran that is used today is uncorrupted, as opposed to the Bible, which many people in Islam would say, certainly Muhammad's opinion was, that it was a ruined version of God's word.
Yeah.
A version that was ruined by human intervention and editorializing over time. And that would seem to imply that the same thing has happened to the Quran.
Well, the Quran, as I said, had seven different versions of the Quran. We can identify seven different versions of it.
Do they know that in the Islamic world? I mean, do they openly talk about that?
They openly call it seven different renditions.
Okay.
Recitations,
right.
Excuse me.
Right.
Seven
right.
Different recitations.
All right, so let's go back to 1938. So Hitler does bury this, and the supposedly is either the film destroyed or what happens to this film of this Quran? What do we know about it?
The film's still there. They still have copies of the photographs.
Yeah, I know, but what happened? I mean, supposedly didn't Hitler order it destroyed? And then it wasn't, and I thought I remember. I'm going to go back. I'm going to pull up this.
He did.
The article. What's that?
He did. But it's still in existence. The copies of the photographs still are in existence, and you can find it on the net in some different places. Actual photographic copies of the Son of manuscripts.